Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Denise Nakano, and here's what's happening. Police have arrested a man who they say went on a violent crime spree in Philadelphia and the suburbs. Here's KYW's Tim Jimenez.
22-year-old Zaki Austin was taken into custody in Philadelphia early this morning. He was arrested without incident. Now, he started his crime spree, according to police, Sunday night. That is when authorities say he carjacked a man at Germantown and West Hunting Park Avenues, drove off in the victim's silver 2020 Chevy Malibu. Then police say Austin made his way to the Franklin Station neighborhood off Baltimore Pike in Middletown Township here in Delaware County. These are newer homes between Wawa headquarters and the media barracks. Police say he got into one of the townhomes and shot at least one person and then got away. The condition of the victim that has yet to be released. Then police say he drove off to West Goshen in Chester County, where he robbed an Exxon, got away with some cash there. And after all that, police say he actually ended up back in the city where he tried to rob a store on Ogontz Avenue in North Philly, but a store employee actually had a gun as well. And according to his family members, they each fired shots, but no one was hit.
Police say Austin was arrested in South Philadelphia. Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner is speaking out after he asked Pennsylvania courts to step in and halt the impeachment process against him. With more on this, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
Larry Krasner's filing in Commonwealth Court argues the impeachment process is unlawful for three main reasons. One, the legislative session ended at the end of November.
And under Pennsylvania law, all matters pending at the end of a general session, General Assembly, do not carry over to the next General Assembly.
That's Krasner's lawyer, Michael Satin. He also argues the General Assembly doesn't have the authority to impeach a district attorney. And the third argument, he says, the articles do not allege any conduct that rises to the level of misbehavior in office required under the Constitution. Krasner argues, contrary to what Republicans say in the articles of impeachment, he's never said he's flat out refusing to prosecute certain crimes.
You're going to find that we make exceptions. And we make exceptions because we use our discretion. And using our discretion, we determine that this is what we should do.
Satin, Krasner's lawyer, points out a prosecutor has, in his words, a tremendous amount of discretion when it comes to charging decisions in Pennsylvania, and federal law prohibit a legislator from interfering with that discretion. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Krasner's lawyer says they've asked the courts to resolve the issues as quickly as possible, but the court hasn't responded, so the timeline is still up in the air. Philadelphia officials say there's been a dramatic turnaround at the Juvenile Justice Center from dangerously overcrowded to just slightly over capacity. As we get more on this from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
In an October lawsuit against the state, Philadelphia's Deputy Commissioner for Human Services, Gary Williams, wrote that the Juvenile Justice Center, or JJC, was in a state of crisis, with 230 youth crammed into a facility meant for 184, but that conditions would improve overnight if state officials took the youth sentence to their custody. Williams says that turned out to be true.
There's been a lot of improvement.
Under a judge's order, the state took 15 youth last month. At the same time, the JJC worked with family court to get the most violent youth transferred to a juvenile unit in the adult prison on State Road, and with a probation office to get low-level offenders out of detention and back home. The population is down to 187, so children are no longer sleeping on the floor in the admission area.
Young people are able to be transferred to a living unit and be integrated into the program and the regular routine.
Michelle Mason of the Defenders Association agrees conditions have improved, but she still has concerns.
If we're not looking at long-term solutions, this has the opportunity to happen again at any time.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Cannabis regulators in New Jersey have given a green light to consumption lounges. Now, this is the first step in the process to have indoor or outdoor smoking lounges, as we hear from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Think of these lounges as similar to a brewery in that both are heavily regulated and cannot prepare or serve food, but people are welcome to order delivery. Cannabis Regulatory Commission Chairwoman Diana Hainu sees the availability of public cannabis consumption areas as part of the commission's commitment to equity, justice, and public health. New Jersey Cannabis Business Association President Ed DeVoe says not everybody is able to smoke at home, so these places are necessary.
It does alleviate or mitigate circumstances where someone in subsidized housing could partake without fear of losing their homes.
People in some federal or group homes are not allowed to smoke there. Another issue is driving, which of course is illegal if you're under the influence. DeVoe says it's time to normalize marijuana consumption like alcohol as acceptable for adults to enjoy responsibly.
Uber or use other car services to get to and from.
There is a 60-day public comment period before any applications can be approved.
And it'll take close to a year before any lounge is open because there are a lot of state and local inspections to pass, and all the rules aren't set in stone just yet. While Philadelphia students are learning their ABCs in elementary school, they're also being introduced to coding. More on this from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
In Mitzi Brown's digital literacy class at Rowan Elementary in West Oak Lane, fifth grade students write code that controls small spherical robots. And she says students take the initiative to troubleshoot when things don't work.
They are actually stopping, figuring it out, fixing their codes, and moving with it by themselves. Where in the past, they'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Coding is taught in every grade at Rowan. Digital literacy teachers are in 123 Philadelphia elementary schools, and they teach more than coding, says the district's chief information officer, Melanie Harris.
Being a good digital citizen, knowing how to do appropriate research.
The district highlighted its digital offerings for Computer Science Education Week. In West Oak Lane, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Denise Nakano. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.